This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made his most explicit public comment yet about Israel's controversial judicial reform plan. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
President Biden replied to a reporter that he hopes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abandons his proposed judicial overhaul, which would allow lawmakers to override Supreme Court decisions. Minutes later, Netanyahu posted on Twitter that Israel, as a sovereign country, would not make decisions based on pressures from abroad, including from the best of friends. Biden spoke to Netanyahu 2 days ago to express concern about the judicial overhaul that has plunged the prime minister's governing coalition into chaos. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The day after a shooter opened fire in an elementary school in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, killing 3 students and 3 adults, President Biden implored Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, saying he's done everything he can do within his own executive powers to enact stricter gun control measures.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
Biden made the comments a day after 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a former student, shot through the doors of the private Christian elementary school and killed 6 people. At least 39 migrants from Central and South America died after a fire broke out late on Monday at a migrant detention center in the Mexican northern border city of Ciudad Juarez, apparently caused by a protest over deportations, officials said on Tuesday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us.